Hello, Facebook family, and those of you who are out there in Twitter, I am so excited to be joining you on today. I am speaking to you live from the Woman Act Now headquarters here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. This is Shauna Stallworth, and you know what? I got right beside me our master coach for Woman Act Now, Coach Anna McCoy. Welcome to the show on today, Coach Anna.
Well, thank you very much, Shauna. I'm excited to be talking to our followers. Oh, you know, I heard the funniest thing the other day.
What was that?
I asked a young lady, does she have a Twitter account? And she says, you know what? I don't want any followers.
I don't have
a Twitter account because followers feel like stalkers. Just like another name for stalkers. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? She says, oh, no, I'm not doing that because followers, that's like cyber stalking. I'm sure that wasn't the intent, but I've never heard it before. So I thought that was cute. But anyway, I want to talk a little bit about what's happening this weekend because we've got some really excited ladies.
Yes, we do. Please do tell. And you've been quite the busy camper. You've been to Africa and back here to Los Angeles, and now you're going to St. Louis. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I just returned from L.A., just being in the right place at the right time, watching the Spirit of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, when you walk in grace, I mean, it is an amazing thing.
Yes,
and so one of the things, we're going to be in St. Louis this weekend.
Yes, we will.
With one of our members, Viola Davis,
yes,
who is doing the Empowerment 2011 Women's mm-hmm. Empowerment event. And I'm excited to be joining us because we do have our WAN members who are joining and converging at that conference this weekend. And so I think that what's going to happen there, it's a one-day conference. What will happen at this conference is we are going to share information with women to educate and empower. And what I think is really special about this is when I first met Viola,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that she said, and this was even prior to her coming,
yes,
you know, when she was here for her Mary Kay conference,
yes,
talking about, you know, wanting to introduce Woman Act Now and Coach Anna McCoy mm-hmm. to her circle of influence mm-hmm. in the St. Louis area. And I am just amazed. It's almost 2 years later, but
yes,
here's this opportunity of this woman who really, I think, ultimately, when you look at her motive for doing this,
mm-hmm.
it is really pure to share information with these women that
mm-hmm.
that she has come into relationship with women of character and integrity and
mm-hmm.
influence,
mm-hmm.
and it's changed her life. And I
yes.
think the ultimate motive here is to share this information
mm-hmm.
and share these people who have really blessed her, as well as those who are locally there,
mm-hmm.
Who will be a part of our team to bless the women at this Empowerment Conference. So I am delighted to be a part of it. I am honored to watch her growth. I'm honored to be a part of this. And she is an overcomer.
Yes.
And her passion, really
mm-hmm.
her passion and her obedience
yes.
is what really blesses me. So as a keynote speaker,
mm-hmm.
of the conference, it is my intention,
mm-hmm.
first of all, to just really share the testimony of what God has done
yes.
in my own personal life, you know, also to share the testimony of being in time with God,
mm-hmm.
to being in step with God,
mm-hmm.
And what that does for your life. So many of us are trying to make it happen for
yes.
ourselves, but ultimately, it's not going to happen on our watch.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be on God's watch. And
yes.
when we get on his watch and be able to walk with him,
mm-hmm.
when God goes anywhere, grace is before him. Grace and
mm-hmm.
mercy shall follow me all the days of my
yes.
life. And so I am experiencing that in my daily walk. And I
mm-hmm.
want to be able to empower women with the ability to, first of all, remember the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, to recognize the grace of God,
mm-hmm.
and thirdly, to take advantage of that grace so that they may be empowered to achieve the purpose and the destiny that God has called them to.
Oh, you're sharing some good stuff, Coach Anna. So there you have it, folks. We want you to meet us in St. Louis this coming weekend. So if you're in that area, you want to certainly connect with us on Facebook or Twitter so that you can get more information about that site. It is the 2011 Empower Conference. Coach Anna is the keynote speaker. Get into God's timeline and join us there. Take care. Bye-bye.